The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Daryl Lockey. Look, man, I don't need your whole life story. Do you ever feel like saying that to a particularly garrulous friend, coworker, or a family member? Maybe, hopefully, you're not as grumpy as I am and have never felt this way, but I know I sure have. One might want to say the same to Jesus in today's gospel passage. At the temple, Jesus is asked a simple, albeit loaded, question. Are you the Messiah? His response is almost 100 words long. The old axiom might apply. Sometimes a simple yes or no will suffice. After all, it was Jesus who once said, "Let your yes be yes," though granted in a slightly different context there. Jesus' gratuitous response encapsulates well what this season is about, though. Lent is a time when we seek to more finely tune our ears to the Good Shepherd's voice. It's where we consider more deeply how closely we ourselves are following after that voice. Lent is a season when we might also rest in this present gospel truth. No matter what we are wrestling with, demons that are personal or societal, the one who made us in his image has us firmly within his grasp. There is no darkness nor evil that can indelibly mark that image or snatch us from God's hand. That's a good word for a world as broken as ours. Hence, perhaps we might add a bit of correction to that axiom above. Sometimes a yes or no will simply not suffice. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for Christ the teacher, he who so often answers our prayers and questions, not in the way we expect, but in the way we need. Give us then our daily bread, that which you determine is necessary for the journey ahead. In these days, tune our ears to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Amen.